Next patient is Walker William. W-A-L-K-E-R. William. Visit is 9/20/23. Date of birth is 10/31/36. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell. E-R-I-C-A O'Donnell. O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. D-O. Next. Dear Erica, thank you for sending William Walker for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 86-year-old female who, I'm sorry, this is a 86-year-old male patient who has a prior history of diagnosed. The patient has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion and has had leg swelling, but denies chest pains. Denies wheezing and denied any leg or calf muscle pains. Next, paragraph, past history. The patient's past history. Past history has included history for hypertension, history for monoclonal gammopathy, and history for obstructive sleep apnea. He has he has peripheral vascular disease and history for spinal stenosis and has chronic hearing loss and prostatic enlargement. Surgery includes tonsillectomy, appendectomy, cataract surgery with implants, removal of melanoma from right shoulder, and a carotid endarterectomy, and re-repair of a wound from the carotid incision, and peripheral vascular disease with stenting. Also had lumbar laminectomy in 2012. And the patient also has Meniere's disease. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient smoked 0.5 to 1 pack per day for 30 years. Alcohol use mostly wine. Next, family history, the patient's father died of Parkinson's disease, mother died of the flu. Next paragraph. Medication list: tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams every other day, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, and levothyroxine 75 micrograms a day. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, and famotidine 20 milligrams a day. Next, review of systems of patient denies weight loss. He has fatigue and he has had cataracts. Denies sore throat, he has no urinary frequency dysuria. He has shortness of breath and coughing spells. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, but has diarrhea intermittently. Denies chest pain or jaw pain. He has no palpitations, but has leg swelling. And he has no depression or anxiety. He does have easy bruising and joint pains. And no headache, seizures, but has numbness of the extremities. Next, physical exam. This averagely built. This is a moderately obese. Elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 137/80, pulses 82, respirations 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 204. HEND norms, phalanx, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with scattered coarse wheezes in the right chest, with no crackles. Heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial lungs grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4, borderline diabetes. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study in a CT chest without contrast. He will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a copy of his most recent labs will be requested. He will also come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I will make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Rika. Copy is for Rico Donald D.O. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.